Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. If you've been following astronomical events, you may recall over the past couple of years there's been considerable interest in a star with the designation KIC 8462852, which lies about 1,500 light years from Earth and is a bit bigger and hotter than our Sun. It's now been dubbed Tabby's Star after the study leader Tabitha Boyajian, an astronomer at Louisiana State University. The amazing thing about this star is that it keeps brightening and dimming, as many stars do, but much more dramatically than most. And this has had scientists pondering about what could be causing such sudden shifts in brightness. And the theoretical contenders are, number one, orbiting comet fragments getting in the line of sight between ourselves and the star. Number two, a huge dust cloud between Earth and the star. And number three, energy collecting structures built by an advanced alien civilization. The latter was postulated to be a thing from science fiction called a Dyson sphere, the idea being that civilizations demand more and more energy, and eventually the logical conclusion is, according to Dyson, that structures must be built around a star itself to capture its energy most efficiently. Well, it seems we now have something approximating the truth of the matter. Dust. Number two. So there's a couple of research groups have confirmed that Tabby's star is likely to be orbited by a cloud of dust that completes a circuit of the star every 700 Earth days. So sorry, no aliens yet. What is interesting about this research is not only that at one time it was thought that the bizarre light curves from Tabby's star indicated something out of this world and alien, but also the way the observations have been funded. Boyajian's 2015 paper was a collaboration with volunteers from the online group Planet Hunters, who sift through data gathered by NASA's Kepler Space Telescope, which is out there in space looking for alien worlds. Kepler spots the tiny dimming effects caused when orbiting planets cross their star's face from the spacecraft's perspective. Tabby's star's massive brightness dips stood out in the Kepler dataset as something very different, and it was citizen science, that is, volunteers, who found the anomaly. The second set of follow-up research was funded by Kickstarter, which is a public funding philanthropic platform which anyone can participate in. They raised $107,000 for the new observations, which concluded that it is in fact probably a dust cloud causing the changes in brightness. But the jury is still out. As study leaders have said, this latest research rules out alien megastructures, but it raises the probability of other phenomena behind the dimming. And there are models involving circumstellar material like comets, which were Boyajian's team's original hypothesis, which seem to be consistent with the data. And some astronomers like the idea that nothing is in fact blocking the star, that it just gets dimmer on its own. And this is also plausible, so we really don't know for sure. Citizen science is growing in both popularity and significance. There's always been a substantial contribution of amateurs in the field of astronomy, since astronomy is a science that can be practiced, in some ways, by those with modest equipment. But now citizen science is more about getting large numbers of people to help decode the massive amounts of data coming from the extremely large and esoteric instruments, such as the Kepler Space Telescope. Some of this requires a fair bit of background to analyse, but not all. Increasingly, researchers are creating tools that the public can easily use to help deal with all their data. The most well-known of these is Galaxy Zoo, where thousands and thousands of pictures of galaxies were classified by ordinary people, a task which computers cannot yet perform. And there's much talk these days of robots taking over many middle-class jobs, but there are still, in 2018, some things that humans do better than computers. If you're interested in this topic, why not attend the open night tomorrow night in Observatory, where there will be a free talk to the public with the title Intelligent Machines, Advances and Applications of Artificial Intelligence. The speaker is Dr. Etienne Vos, who will talk about what computers can do these days, and in fact we are relying on advances in computer intelligence to cope with the sorts and volumes of data that will emanate from the Square Kilometre Array Radio Telescope being built in the Karoo. So that's 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Observatory. For now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.